This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel vows to defend itself if Iran attacks. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Israel's military says it's prepared to defend the country and strike back if Iran decides to retaliate for this month's deadly airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Tehran holds Israel responsible for the attack, which the U.S. military believes Israel carried out. Israel has not commented on it. The increased tensions have sparked concern that Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza could spill over into the rest of the Middle East. The war has pushed Gaza into a humanitarian crisis, leaving more than 1 million people on the brink of starvation. I'm Charles De La Desma.
The United Nations on Thursday released new footage showing the extent of devastation in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis after the recent withdrawal of Israeli ground troops. The city had come under Israeli bombardment in recent months, and last Sunday, Israel said it had withdrawn more soldiers from southern Gaza. Meanwhile, a UNICEF spokesperson said a vehicle she and her team were traveling in was hit by live ammunition while waiting to enter northern Gaza.
This is, you know, something that happens almost every day in Gaza, not always to us, but to the children as well. And I've seen so many examples here of children who've been wounded in this war, and it's just heartbreaking.
UNICEF spokesperson Tess Ingram. Officials say a massive missile and drone attack has destroyed one of Ukraine's largest power plants and damaged others. It was part of a renewed Russian campaign targeting energy infrastructure. The plant was the biggest energy supplier for Kyiv and other regions. Also, at least 10 other strikes damaged energy infrastructure in Kharkiv. This is VOA News. A Vietnam real estate tycoon was sentenced to death on Thursday in the country's biggest ever financial fraud case. It's a shocking development in an intensifying anti-corruption drive in the Southeast Asian nation. Trang Mai Lam is the high-profile businesswoman who chaired a sprawling company that developed luxury apartments, hotels, offices, and shopping malls. She was arrested in 2022 and charged with fraud amounting to $12.5 billion, 3% of the country's 2022 GDP. Death sentences are not uncommon in Vietnam, but it's rare in financial crime cases and for someone this well-known. Deaths caused by the mosquito-borne dengue disease have more than tripled in Peru so far this year, according to data from the South American nation's government, which passed an emergency decree this week to redouble efforts in containing an epidemic that has hit poor areas the hardest. Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram reports.
Health officials this week fumigated poor neighborhoods across the capital, Lima, targeting areas like cemeteries where mosquitoes have been found to breed in water-filled vases placed at graves. Peru's health ministry as of Thursday reported 117 deaths from dengue this year, compared to just 33 during the same period last year. Suspected cases have also skyrocketed, reaching around 135,000. Experts say the dengue outbreak in Peru is made worse by climate change. Peru has been dealing with high temperatures and heavy rainfall since 2023 due to the El Niño weather pattern, which has warmed the seas off its coastline.
Reuters correspondent Devi Rajaram. A new AP NORC poll on Americans' opinions of the current presidential candidates shows current U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump did more harm than good, but for different reasons. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
When asked which president did more to help people like them, roughly one-third say Donald Trump and about one-quarter say Joe Biden. But 30% of adults said neither Biden nor Trump. Biden scored lower on the cost of living, with only 2 in 10 thinking his presidency was helpful. While Trump's presidency rated not much better at 4 in 10. On immigration and border security, 46% think Trump's presidency helped a little or a lot. Only 16% said the same for Biden. Nearly half think Donald Trump's presidency hurt the country on voting rights and election security, relations with foreign countries, abortion laws, and climate change. I'm Jennifer King.
German lawmakers are expected to vote on Friday on government plan to make it easier for transgender, intersex, and non-binary people to change their name and gender in official documents. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.